From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting near San Antonio, Texas. Sunday, a lone gunman wearing tactical gear and armed with an assault rifle opened fire on worshipers at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Greg Abbott is the state's governor.
Unfortunately, I'm sad to tell you to confirm, at least at this moment in time, there are 26 lives that have been lost. We don't know if that number will rise or not. All we know is that's too many. And this will be a long-suffering mourning for those in pain.
Regional Department of Public Safety Director Freeman Martin said several were wounded.
We have approximately 20 that are transported to local and in hospitals in San Antonio with injuries that vary from minor to very severe. We know the ages range from 5 years old to 72 years of age.
The suspect is identified as 26-year-old Devin Kelly, who reportedly had been dishonorably discharged from the military. He also died, but it's not yet known how. The motive for the mass shooting is also unclear. President Donald Trump said he's monitoring developments from Japan.
All of America is praying to God to help the wounded and the families of the victims. We will never, ever leave their side.
The shooting comes just 5 weeks after the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, when 58 were killed by a lone gunman in Las Vegas, Nevada. In Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 7 people were killed in clashes between Congolese troops and followers of a renegade army officer. An army spokesman said the clashes began after police tried to disarm the former officer, Abbas Kayonga, who was fired from his post last week for serious breaches related to anti-fraud efforts at local mines. This is VOA News.